meeting people, but I met you at an airport.
Oh, yeah. You remember that match?
I remember. Yeah.
You were the guy in the airport. Oh, that's
ABC
right.
News. I'm Mark Kremelarn. As Israel ramps up for an expected invasion of Gaza, the country and its allies, including the U.S., are keeping an eye on militants in Lebanon amid concerns about a two-front conflict.
Deterrence is a very strong message on the part of the United States here as a part of the Israel and Hamas conflict. It's another reason why the aircraft carrier USS Ford is currently in the eastern Mediterranean to deter Iran or Hezbollah from entering in that conflict. And now, as we've seen additional attacks now against U.S. forces in Iraq and Syria, we're seeing that the Pentagon has decided that it's time to send another aircraft carrier, the Eisenhower, towards the Middle East.
That's ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon. Meanwhile, the U.S. State Department confirming the death of an American citizen in Israel. A statement says the American died 2 days ago but did not provide further details. It's believed the American Israeli was serving as a reservist and was killed by Hezbollah missiles on the Lebanon border. This is ABC News. The police chief of Nashville, Tennessee, says a suspect in the shooting of two police officers in a Nashville suburb is his estranged son. A search for that suspect continues. ABC's Michelle Franzen reports.
Officers in Laverne, Tennessee, outside Nashville, were responding to a report of a stolen vehicle at a Dollar General store and encountered the suspect. Police Chief Christopher Mays.
During that investigation, they had contact with a subject. They struggled with that subject, and during that struggle, the suspect produced a handgun and fired shots.
Both officers were taken to the hospital and are expected to recover. Police called on residents to shelter in place as they searched for the suspect. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Many Spirit Airline customers frustrated this weekend after the airline canceled about 100 flights and pulled more than two dozen of its aircraft from service for mandatory inspections. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Musical Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack.
I did not take the vow.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the belt indeed. You're gonna get the belt. You're gonna get the best of me.
It's just another sunny day. Lives.
was your essential last crack for October 21st, October 22nd, if you're listening on a Sunday evening. That was Golden Age, Greta Grinder before that. What is your essential last crack? What two songs from the Mighty Last Crack is the jam on your toast? I want to know what your essential last crack is. Head over to maxincradio.com. Send me a message. If I play your two songs from the Last Crack at 11 o'clock on Saturday night, I'll give you a Civic Media t-shirt out of the goodness of my heart. Head over to maxincradio.com right now and tell me what your essential last crack is. And it happens every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jimmy Kay. We are a proud sponsor of the Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon, Saturday, October 28th. It's going to be a really cool day of live music, paying tribute to some really cool bands. There's two shows. There's the early show with the kids costume contest featuring the tributes of Pat Benatar and Cake, and then the late show with an adult contest for costumes with music from Nirvana, Beck, Draft Punk, and so many more. Get your tickets early. The show is going to sell out. Advance tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. It's the Freakin' Hollow Weekend at the High Noon Saloon, presented by FPC Live and sponsored by Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music. Let's do some Lords of the Trident now on Max Inc. Heavy is Death Dealer.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
No. faith in you if you won't put your faith in me.
Ready for love. It's the trip I'm on.
Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Chaos Revolution Theory. The Trip I'm On. Autumn Reverie before that was Stalemate and Revolution X with Our Evolution. You know, Nick Stensky, the lead singer and guitarist for Chaos Revolution Theory, is now playing drums. That's right. He's pounding the skins with John Peck and the Bad Dogs, original electric blues rock from central Wisconsin. Keep an eye out for them. Maxine Kevy rolls on with new music from Mile 134. We have something to do, and I'll have all the killer details about a ska show coming up at the High Noon Saloon in just a couple of weeks. And Mickey Magnum, he will tell you why he still believes in rock and roll next on Max Inc. Heavy.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at thespaceship.tv today. Thespaceship.tv.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-Lakepoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Windows down, I was going for a drive.
Show.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Heavy on Civic Media with 94 Distortion and Fall on Me. New music from Mile 134 in front of that with Red Eye and Mickey Magnum in there too. I still believe in rock and roll. I love the new Mickey Magnum. Got to get him on the air with us sometime soon. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. Now check this out. Saturday, November 11th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin, FPC Live presents Mustard Plug with special guest, Something to Do, Mescalis, and the return of Four Aspirin Morning. Now tickets are available right now at high-noon.com. That's going to be a killer show. We'll have to do some 4 a.m. in Mescalis here on the radio in a couple of minutes. Right now, Something to Do. Everything ends on Max and Kevy. We are local music.
Feel what I'm felt before. Everything is changing and you're walking out our front door. Well, stop. I can still make things worse. I remember what you said that I would never win and that's a curse. Well, I don't want to go, but I don't want to stay. There's so many things I can never say. I would like to laugh, but I know where I gotta pay. Can it be that way? Everything, yeah.
fight. It took several hundred dollars in 2 days till I got it right. But that was all for naught. Because you're leaving and I'm staying and the last fight has been fought. Well, I don't want to go, I don't want to stay. There's too many things I can never say. I would like a life, but I know where I gotta pay. Can it be that way? Can it be that way? We'll be right back.
Max and Kevy on Civic Media. We are local music with courtesy of Tim. That was Ska Boy. Mescalis before that, pop song, and something to do in that set with Everything Ends. Everything has truly ended here. Max Inc. Radio is done for the night. Be sure to tune in again next week, though. We'll do another show for you. Promise. We'll be on the air at 6 o'clock on Saturday night and Sunday for the replay. You can always get the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. We'll end the show tonight with some Four Aspirin Morning. Used to be on Max Inc. Heavy.
Together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your
ABC News.